Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to today's episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. We have an awesome guest today with a great story and so much wisdom that she has learned on her journey of life. Today, our guest is Essence Revealed, and she is going to talk to us about how she got into doing the work that she does today, the work she does, and the message that she wants to give to women. Welcome, Essence.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on.
Why don't you just talk a little bit about who you are? Because I know I can't wrap it up well enough, as well as you can, to just tell. Please tell us your story, recap in your words, and how you came into doing the work that you do today.
All right, sure. So, Essence Revealed, I'm a performer. I also am someone who was one of those girls that was a stripper back in the day before Instagram models. And I've also been many, many different things. So I don't make sense to a lot of people. I've been a teacher. I've been a realtor. I've been a temp at the big banks in New York. I have dealt with the real estate in different ways. And I've been a stripper. I went into the club already with a master's degree from NYU in education. So I was not the proverbial paying for college
right
story. Well, I mean, I paid for the loans, though. I did get rid of some of those, a lot of those. So yeah, that's kind of the start to my story. What ended up happening is I realized that a lot of the things that were holding me back, I had to get over while I was working in the club. So that became like, you know, my PhD because I came in with a master's. So I decided to put those lessons together into a book called A Stripper's 20 Life Winning Lessons.
Okay.
And then I created a course because I just want to see all women win.
What was one of the hardest life events that you feel you have had to overcome today?
In this world of social media, sometimes I look at my social media and I'm like, damn, I wish I had Essence Revealed's life. That looks so cool. And so every once in a while, I try to remind people that it's never the full story. So I did a post recently where I said, you know, everyone knows about all the good stuff that I talk about, you know, performing all over the world and all these great things. But a lot of people may not realize that I see a therapist every week for probably about 20 years, you know, off and on, because I have to manage depression. I think one of the hardest moments of life was feeling like there's no reason to be here. I know what it means to fight for your life, and it's not anything that I wish anyone would ever have to go through. And that also is a part of this journey of teaching. Like, we are worthy just because we were the sperm that made it. You know, right. That's hard. You ever try to get pregnant? I've tried. It's not easy. So right. I think that if we can hopefully get to that point of knowing without having to go through all the dramas, It would be awesome just for us to know that we are worthy just because we're here.
What made you want to call your book the title that you gave it? And also, do you feel like there's a certain stigma on you because of the exotic dancing? Or do you feel like that created the platform for you that you needed?
Yes. I tend to be a yes and person, and that this is one of those situations. Yes, there for sure is a stigma. If you are involved in stripping, doming, porn, cam girl, whatever, on the street, in the $1,000 a night hotel, wherever, there is a stigma. Because society has an issue with women being in control of their own bodies. You know, they tie it to morality. But really, I feel like it's just about controlling women. I think women can decide for themselves if they want to be conservative, covered up, and keep themselves, their bodies, for whomever they deem worthy, or no one, or everyone, or certain people. Like, I think women can make up their minds about that on their own.
Right. So you feel that that kind of puts a stigma on there. How do you feel like you've pushed through that stigma and able to do all that you do now?
Mm-hmm. For sure, therapy.
Right. Okay.
And for sure, getting over caring what other people think.
Right. You know,
I used to be that person that just always wanted to be understood. I didn't want people to interpret me the wrong way. I like people happy. I like everyone around me to be smiling. So that used to be a big concern. That's one of the reasons why I lived a double life, because I was like, I am not dealing with anybody's judgment. And so not caring about that, oh, is like the biggest freedom ever.
And how can people, how about one know if they're living the double life, like you said, and they should be thinking about liberating themselves and their mind and how they live?
I don't think there are any absolutes in life. You know, right. For some people, it absolutely makes sense for no one to know what they're doing. Mm. You know,
right.
I worked with women. Everyone has this stereotypical daddy issues, drug problem, low self-esteem image of strippers. No one thinks about the single mom who's like, I really want to show up for PTA and walk my kid to school every day. Mm-hmm. Or the woman who is a biologist and is developing her own cosmetic line, or the nurse picking up extra, the teachers. There's so many different women there. And no one thinks about that part.
About the differences in those people.
Yeah. Everyone's just a person trying to get things done. But the stigma is like, you know, you're just this word and this word is bad.
What are some ways someone can embrace their confidence or create more confidence within themselves?
After you do the work to free yourself of the opinions of others, right, or maybe even before, it's really checking how we speak to ourselves. I grew up with very strict parents, so I feel like in a way I kind of just picked up where they left off. Like, all right, I am going to scold you into proper behavior. And yeah, that's not really the way things work well.
Right.
So I feel like it's a much better idea to just cheerlead for yourself. Life is always going to happen. And what I mean by life is like, there's always going to be challenges. There are always going to be hurdles. There's always going to be something to solve. No matter how well life is going or no matter how horrible life is going, there's going to still be something to solve. So why not cheerlead for ourselves? Why not trust that we'll get through it? Because we always do. And go in it that way as opposed to worried about it and thinking that there is no solution and so therefore blocking a potential one. So I would say cheerlead for ourselves.
You've experienced a lot. Like you said, you're very transparent that, you know, you've battled depression, you've survived sexual assault with just stigma that's come around exotic dancing or stripping or entertaining. What tips do you give people when they feel like they are just at the lowest of low? Like you said, they feel like they can't press forward. What are some little steps that they could do to help bring themselves even to a point where they could even affirm themselves or could even embrace confidence? When mm-hmm. you're just at the lowest of low, like, I don't know why I'm going mm-hmm. anymore. And even like you said, like we were talking about how like social media and things are today, it's very easy for somebody to do something and people to just like gang on them in a bad way, you know, and there's bad spotlights on them or they made one mistake. How can you move forward from that? How did you, like, what steps did you take to get the ball rolling in mm-hmm. pushing yourself up and forward?
You know what? I realized I needed to take breaks from social media. And I also realized that we have a problem.
Right.
All of us, you know, with the phones and the constantly being on. I feel like if you take the time to start the day for yourself, then it kind of puts your head in a completely different space than if you spend the first 30 minutes or an hour of your day scrolling through other people's lives or answering emails for work. You know, that's
right.
That doesn't really set the tone for the day off well, as opposed to if your focus when you first wake up is you, and that could be set a timer and do nothing. Set a timer for 30 minutes and just lay there. Set a timer for 30 minutes and read a book. Set a timer for 30 minutes and work out. Set a timer for 30 minutes, listen to your songs. They get you, you in your good spot. Put the phone across the room so that you can't even reach for it before you get out of bed. Stretch. That is one of the biggest things I think people can do today with what we're dealing with.
Yeah, and that's actually really putting yourself back in a, like you said, kind of tuning out the world and just being mindful and focusing on you.
Yeah.
Tell us about the work that you do. Talk about the trainings that you're doing. I know you said you have a book. I know you're doing like some coaching and courses, workshops. Tell us more about your offerings.
Sure. I say to people, like, if I became an expert in anything while working in clubs for a decade, is I became an expert in having to take action with judgment from others, with the negative voices firing off in my own head. So what my plan is to help women develop structures, practices, tips, tricks to get past those voices, to get past the fear, to take action so that they can live more authentically in their own truth and feel incalculably worthy doing it, both personally and professionally. So I want to send women out into the world with exercises to do, to practice in real time. I did write a book, and I do use the texts for each of the 6 weeks. I use one chapter.
Oh, okay.
From the 20 lessons. So you hear about the stories in the club and what I learned and how they apply to real life scenarios. So yeah, I just really want to get women from I can't do this, the negative self-talk, the imposter syndrome, into the I definitely am enough. I for sure can do this. In fact, I'm going to schedule it in and make sure that it gets done. One little tiny, tiny step at a time. Not all or nothing, just one little tiny step consistently.
Yes, good. Now, how can people purchase your book? Like, how can they find out more about your trainings, your course?
Awesome. Yes, I'm very easy to find on the interwebs. I am at Essence Revealed on Instagram. I am facebook.com/EssenceRevealed on Facebook. You can sign up for my email list. That will be the best way to be the first ones to know when the book launches. It is theessencerevealed.com/contact. So theessencerevealed.com/contact. So you can sign up for the list. I'll be doing posts about the classes. The next one's coming up in November. I'll be doing posts about the book when it launches and all kinds of fun stuff.
Yes. So we definitely want to. The book has not launched yet because I was looking for it. So we have to just get on the list to make sure that we are the first to know about it. Essence, thank you so much for your time. Send us off by letting us know, what is your daily mantra? What are some words that you live by? You have went through a lot and endured a lot and really came out on top, and you're helping others do the same. What do you do to get yourself just going and pushing forward and doing your work every day?
Well, if it's a crazy day and my brain is trying to win, I just try to focus on 15-minute increments at a time. What do I have to do? What actions do I have to take for the next 15 minutes? If it's a more general day or any day, I like to just drown out any crazy thoughts with saying over and over again, everything always works out for me. Everything always works out for me.
Oh, I love it.
Everything always works out for me.
That is so good. Yeah. I really love your outlook, and I love how you really can take a lot and just kind of smooth it out. Like, it works out. It goes. It keeps going. It goes together.
It's life. The other option is where, we know what the other option is. And as much as I think I would very much enjoy being a spirit,
right.
I'm not ready yet. So, you just kind of accept that this is this part.
So theessencerevealed.com on, as far as the website.
Yes.
Essence Revealed on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
This powerhouse has some great content on her social media. You have to read it and see what she's saying. You would definitely be inspired by her life and the lessons that she's just giving. And I can't wait for the book to drop. Thank you so, so much for your time. And thank you for being a guest on the Early Accountability Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.